Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 785. Visible translated text is as follows. The above and foregoing petition, read and considered, let the said James Connolly be taken into custody by the sheriff of said county or Fulton and be confined in the common jail of said county until discharged by further order of this court. Let the said James Connolly be served with a copy of this order and the petition on which it is based, and let him be released on. Said Connolly may be assessed in a reasonable sum upon proper application to the court, and after reasonable notice in writing to the Solicitor General of the Circuit. It appearing to me that he does not object to this order, but consents to same. This May 29th, 1913. Signed, L.S. Roan, Judge Stone Mountain Circuit, J.C. Stone, presiding. The State. No, 9,410 verses. Indictment in Fulton Superior Court, Leo M. Frank. June term, 1913. It appearing to the court that James Connolly has heretofore been committed to the common jail of Fulton County to be held as a witness in the above stated case, and to be released only on a proper order of court. And it further appearing that the ends of justice require that said James Connolly be released temporarily to the Chief of Police of the City of Atlanta. It is therefore ordered that Sheriff C.W. Mangum of Fulton County, Georgia, deliver the said James Connolly to said Chief of Police James L. Beavers or his lawful deputy, to be received back into custody at said jail when delivered back by said Chief of Police or the attorney for James Connolly, and not objecting, this May 29th, 1913. Signed, L.S. Roan, Judge Stone Mountain Circuit, J.C. Stone, presiding. This is consented to by me. Signed, William M. Smith, attorney for James Connolly, Georgia, Fulton County. Honorable L.S. Roan, judge of the Stone Mountain Circuit, presiding in the Superior Court, Criminal Division. The petition of Hugh M. Dorsey, Solicitor General of the Atlanta Circuit, respectfully shows. On May 29, 1913, this court, upon petition of the above-named Solicitor General, the State versus Leo M. Frank, said James Connolly be held as a material witness for the state, and that said James Connolly would probably not be forthcoming to respond to a subpoena in said case, ordered said James Connolly be taken into custody and confined in the county jail, and subsequently, upon petitioner's request made at said time, said James Connolly was delivered to the Chief of Police of the City of Atlanta, was allowed by the police authorities of said city. Petitioner is satisfied that the necessity for holding said James Connolly under the orders heretofore granted no longer exists. Wherefore, petitioner prays that the orders heretofore granted in said case be revoked, and that said James Connolly be discharged from custody under said orders. Signed, Hugh M. Dorsey, Solicitor, Atlanta Circuit.